Good morning, Arizona homeowners, and thank you for tuning in to the Garden Hour of Rosie on the House. We're here every Saturday morning, and it's our mission in life to put a smile on your face and get your weekend started just exactly the way it should get started, with answers, education, and a little entertainment. I'm Rosie Romero, broadcasting from the globally significant broadcast headquarters in Phoenix, Arizona, and I've got my wife, sweet Jennifer, here on standby at the call screening station to take your calls at 1-888-767-4348. And in the Garden Hour, we're reaching all the way up to Prescott, Arizona, where we've got my son Romy Romero hanging out with a bunch of certified Arizona arborists at the Arizona Community Tree Council's annual convention at the Prescott Resort, hanging out with tree huggers.
With tree huggers, and you need to not call it the Garden Hour this time. You're putting me in a lot of hot water around here. I'm surrounded by arborists.
We're talking trees.
This is the Tree Hour, and you are welcome to join the conversation. If you got a question about trees, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. With Always in Talking Trees, we're joined with John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service.
And it's a good morning to everybody. We're having a great time up here at the Prescott Resort Center at the annual conference. And we've had a great lineup of speakers talking about lots of tree stuff. And hanging out is kind of it's one of the main draws, is being able to hook up with old friends that we haven't seen for a year or more. I'm sitting here next to an arborist friend of mine, Steve Amelot, hadn't seen for a while. And I'm so glad he could sit in and join us today and talk a little bit about trees. This time of year, as temperatures are dropping in the valley, we can start doing a little more planting. We can do a little more pruning. You don't want to do a lot of pruning on your frost-sensitive trees as we head into the winter, but you can do a little bit more pruning now that the hot weather is behind us. But something else we can start doing a little bit more of now that we couldn't do in the heat of the summer in the valley is we can plant and we can transplant. And Steve was telling me the other day a little bit about his tree planting experience. And I just wanted to, maybe you could share a little bit about your past history and what you've done in terms of planting the numbers of trees and what that's all about.
Thanks, John. Good morning, everybody. I've had the privilege to be able to work in the Valley of the Sun since 1970. And I used to go up on top of Piestrua Peak Sunday mornings and look out over all the roofs and recognize that there are a lot of roofs, and I wanted to kind of cover them up.
With some shade.
And so as a landscape contractor in the early 70s, we started doing exactly that, planting as many trees and trying to get as much shade cover out there as we can and building the actual umbrella. Over the years, there's been a lot of different variation species, but 15,000 trees is about my last count of number of trees that I've planted in Arizona.
Wow. And you think your first one is still there?
And I know my first one's still there, because I called somebody last night.
You did, after we talked?
Yes.
And explain, because a lot of people are going to know exactly where that tree is.
I had taken a job in Tempe, and I had finished what I had said I was going to do, and I was walking home, and I walked by the salt cellar on McClintock Hayden in Scottsdale, and they were planting a 36-inch box bottle tree, and they were struggling with it. And I'm dressed in street shoes, a tie, and a white shirt, and I said, "That looks like fun. Let's go." So I went over and jumped in the hole with them and helped them push the tree in and peel the box sides off, and that tree was still there.
The Australian bottle tree at the salt cellar on Hayden, right as it turns in McClintock, it's a salt cellar is what it was originally was, but
right.
It's a great seafood restaurant,
it's a restaurant
now today.
Yeah. Yeah.
So still there. Congratulations.
It's still there, but that's one of them. And I've had the occasion to be able to plant trees in Prescott and Flagstaff and Sholo and Safford, Tucson. There's some trees around all three of the universities that I had a hand in. And so I've enjoyed watching Arizona turn into a place that has trees rather than just big shrubs.
And the conference this year is focused on tree law. You know, in the 70s, when you didn't have a lot of trees, there wasn't a lot of application for it. But the tree law, that's I'm not sure if I'm more confused or more educated on it after yesterday.
Well, we have we had the privilege of a couple of attorneys who joined us yesterday to talk a little bit about tree law. Tree law is, in the general sense, talks about encroachment issues, boundary line issues, trespass issues, and we...
And explain that, because trespass blew me away. I'm like, how do you trespass on a tree? What is that?
We
that
trespass
doesn't even make sense.
When you actually are, when you trim or you remove a tree that's not yours and trespass to in order to touch somebody else's tree. But there's the main issue that was of interest to me was the encroachment issue. The encroachment is defined as when branches of a tree cross over a property line or roots from a tree. Underground, pass a property line into another property owner's property and causes some damage or causes a nuisance. And these we have calls quite routinely with questions about what people can do about a neighbor's trees that are causing them some bit of a problem. Our laws state that homeowners have a right to the enjoyment of their own property without undue nuisance from a neighbor's trees. And when encroachment occurs, there are some remedies under the law that allow a homeowner to do a number of things. You can prune the branches of the tree back to the property line.
Well, how many people that are annoyed at their neighbor's tree now know it's law that they can go trim it and are running out there with their clippers to finally lop it off because Rosie said it's okay?
Well, it's only common sense would say that if somebody's branches are hanging over into your yard and hitting your roof of your house causing damage, or the roots from their tree are lifting your block wall and destroying your wall, there needs to be some remedies. That tree now is preventing you from enjoying the right you have to the enjoyment of your property without undue nuisance. So there are some legal remedies that we explored yesterday. Often it does require the expertise of an arborist to come in to look at the situation, assess it, maybe write a report which would put the tree owner on notice that you have a problem with their tree and you're asking them to take care of it. There are some self-help remedies. The Massachusetts law, which a lot of states follow, indicates that you can actually trim your neighbor's tree's branches back to your property line or cut the roots back to your property line without expecting your neighbor to have to pay for any of that. There's a Hawaii rule, which a lot of other states follow, which sort of modifies that. It says that you can ask, your neighbor, force them, order them to pay for the damages, to pay for some of that corrective action. If you have to trim the branches or cut roots back, then the neighbor who owns the tree might be responsible for some of that cost. And a lot of these are legal issues you need to face. We've had a lot of people who just go and start cutting trees back. And and feeling like, well, they've understood that the law says that they can do that, and yet it causes irreparable damage to the trees. Now what happens? Say you cut the branches back on the west side of your neighbor's tree, and now they get sunburn, and the tree is destroyed. The value of the tree is destroyed. What happens then? And there is a very important landmark legal case which awarded a plaintiff who said that a neighbor cut the branches of the roots back of their tree, causing the tree to die, and that neighbor that was then held responsible for the entire cost of replacement of the tree. So the final line there was that it helped to modify that rule by saying that you are allowed to cut branches and roots back to your property line on an encroaching tree if you act reasonably with regard to the health and safety of the tree. So your actions can't actually hurt the tree. So you have to be very careful. If you have a property line issue, if you're listening today, I would just encourage you to, consult with an arborist to start. Let them give you some advice on how you can move forward to try to avoid legal action. There's mediation and arbitration services that can help you to try to come to an agreement with your neighbor before you get into a lawsuit, which can cause a lot of unnecessary difficulty and expense.
And one thing that I found interesting is you think, well, why is, the Northeast rule this way and all the way out here in Hawaii is it's different? Well, it's the type of tree and the invasive roots that really caused the change in the Hawaii. I mean, you think, well, there's got to be a reason for it, and it's just the type of tree was what changed that.
Right, and also there were laws that applied to healthy trees and others that were applied to dangerous, hazardous trees or diseased trees. So there's a lot of nuances in the law, and a lot of these things change from state to state. So you need to know your own state laws and consult attorneys with reference to that. There's a particular problem in Phoenix, which is with Dalbergia sisus. The sisu is considered in many states to be an invasive species because it's so aggressive with its rooting. If you cut the tree down, it stimulates the root systems to send up new trees, much like cottonwoods, where you cut the tree down, even grind out the stump, and it stimulates the roots to send up multiple, sometimes hundreds of small trees all over the yard. Well, we've had some cases. I've been called in to provide an expert witness report for where a sisu tree is grown underneath a neighbor's wall and sent up a forest of little trees in another neighbor's yard, completely destroying their landscape. So they've sought remedy in the courts by asking, insisting that the owner either remove the trees or somehow abate the mitigate the damage to their yards, and it can get very complicated.
So if you have a general tree question or a law question, we are all fresh up on our law history here for tree law. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. We're broadcasting live in Prescott at the Prescott Resort for the Arizona Community Tree Council's annual conference. And when we return, we have a local Prescott expert bringing us our tree of the month, which is the pinyon pine.